What do you call a vegetable? It's sort of like a pumpkin, only it's yellow and smaller, shaped differently.
Are you thinking of gourds or squash?
That's what I was thinking of, squash. Okay. A lot of times when you maybe go in to order steak, you might get in a restaurant, you might get something on the top of the steak as a sort of side order. Steak smothered with
mushroom sauce.
Okay. The thing that's like a mushroom, only you shouldn't eat it, is what?
Toadstool?
Yeah. What's wrong with eating a toadstool?
It's probably poison.
Okay. Actually, the next section has to do with different kinds of wild animals. You're starting with birds. Do you have any kinds of owls around here?
Yes, we do. Have screech owl and hoot owl.
What's the difference?
In the sound they make.
Any difference in size, or?
Well, there probably is, but I don't know what the difference would be in size.
Okay. What do you call a kind of owl that maybe lives in the barn?
A barn owl.
All right. Is it a good thing to have an owl in the barn, you think, or?
Yes.
What's good about it?
They feed on mice, especially.
Okay. Do you have a general term for mice and rats or things like that
that are rodents?
Well, I'd say more inclusively to include things like groundhogs are rodents too, I guess, but things that might get in the chicken house and kill chickens or something like that. Do you have a term for that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any term that's inclusive for all of them.
You wouldn't call it varmints, or?
Yeah.
What would be your pronunciation of that?
Varmint.
What would you say that meant?
A destructive animal.
And it would have to be, would there be any particular limit on it? I mean, could an insect be a varmint?
I don't know about that.
Well, how about mice and rats? Were they,
Well, to me, they're rodents, but,
So you wouldn't call them varmints?
I don't know whether they'd be classed as varmints, too, or not.
How about groundhogs, eh?
I don't know whether it'd be classed as a rodent or not.
Okay.
Probably could be.
Okay. They have this thing, it's not a fish, but lives in freshwater streams. It's a lot of times you turn up a rock and there's one. Some people eat them. They sort of crawl backwards. They look sort of like a lobster or something. What would you call those things?
Crayfish.
Okay. There's a similar thing that lives in the ocean that grows pearls inside of it. What are those?
Oysters.
Yeah. Are there different kinds of squirrels around here?
Yes, there are. Now, do you want the names?
Yeah.
Well, there's a regular squirrel that's hunted for meat, and this is the season for that right now. And then there's what they call the piney squirrel.
Is this regular squirrel a gray squirrel, or?
It's a red one.
Reddish in color. Brown, reddish brown.
How about the little animal that lives in the ground, doesn't have much of a tail, looks like sort of like a little squirrel? What would you call that?
Gopher.
Would that be the same as a chipmunk, or? Would you use that word?